This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Second hour, big show. It is Barry, Nick, and Joel. It's The Usual Suspects. It's Tuesday. Yes, people, we are still taking suggestions. No, we do not have a Way Back Wednesday theme, but we are kicking it around, as we know you are, too.
Yeah, somebody said do overdose, artists that have overdosed, and I think we've already done that. So I don't want to repeat. And we've done TV shows, so we've got to come up with something.
Okay.
We might just pick a year.
Again.
Yeah.
That's usually the go-to in the event that we can't come up with something.
So I was looking for non-sports stuff to discuss. This, I don't know, some people, you wonder what some people, what goes through their mind. But there was this riddle that this girl couldn't get. All right. Now she's, I don't know, she's a teenager, so she's probably 15 years old. So I would think that this riddle would be pretty easy. All right. So I'm going to give it to you guys first and see if you can get the right answer. So they asked, the parents asked her, if a mother and a father have four daughters, they each have a brother, how many are in the family? If a mother and a father have four daughters and they each have a brother, how many are in the family?
Oh, including the parents, 10.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't think about that. That's a good point. I said 8 because I was just counting the siblings.
Right.
Okay. So what is your logic behind that?
You have a mother, a father.
Mm-hmm.
You have 4 daughters.
Daughters.
So there's 6.
Yeah.
And they each have a brother.
Okay.
Oh, never mind. I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that
7
so
is the
7.
Answer.
It's 7.
There's only one brother. All 4 of them, they're all hit. The brother is a brother to all of them. But she did the same thing. She's like, 10. And they're like, no, sweetie, think of it again.
But that's a riddle. That doesn't necessarily make you, like, if I took a test.
But she was adamant. At one point, she goes, wait, are we counting, like, dogs and stuff, too?
Well, that's what they're looking for. They're looking for that reaction and stuff like that. But on paper, I think if you have time to think about it, you wouldn't get wrong, especially if it's multiple choice.
Yeah. But I guess, some of these, they'll just ask you. All right, you know, because it is a trick where you're thinking, oh, they each have a brother, but the one brother is all their brothers. Yeah. But she didn't get it. In this video of her, it's an 8-minute video.
Oh, man.
And at no point in the 8 minutes can they get her to understand what you guys in 2 seconds picked up. All right, we're in trouble. Our youth, not so smart.
No.
Not so smart.
There are some that are. But I'll tell you what.
Link me to one.
I'll tell you what. All you got to do is look at some of these rallies that happened this weekend and realize, and Lisa and I were talking about this, these kids, the way they speak, their communication skills, the things that the intelligent comments that are coming out of their mouth, you're like, it should be a college kid at the very least, but it seems like they're just already in the business world the way some of these kids are speaking these days, and they're in high school.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I saw a few of the speeches. They were good. Some of them were pretty moving. But I don't know.
And I haven't said one thing either way on the actual issues. I'm just talking about the education and presentation of the kids.
Don't get upset.
Yeah, because that can happen around here.
Yeah. We have some sensitive, we had some sensitive listeners. They don't listen anymore.
Now, speaking of that, sensitive listeners,
uh-oh.
Right?
Oh, okay. Don't do it.
No,
don't you
do it.
I'm going to
do it. Because you know what? Last week I thought that our sensitive listeners who love us and love ESPN 97.5 would have gone and kind of clapped back when Sports Talk 790 decided to tweet out about all their erroneously false victories in the ratings. But here's one that is always passionate in Houston. That
can't
needs to
himself.
Be brought up. No, this one's good.
That's fine.
Okay. This one's good. Chuck Swirsky, okay? He's the play-by-play guy for the Chicago Bulls. Shocker. He used to be the Raptors guy before that, and he's a Chicago or an Illinois native. But he tries to be holier than thou, but then he likes to stir it up and then run and hide. He's done it again. He takes a banner because the Bulls are playing the Rockets tonight, and he puts it up on his Twitter account showing Rudy T and the 94-95 title team. And then he says, a fabulous 94-95 title team, but give me MJ, and it's eight straight. How many times have we been through this? AJ and Fred were talking about it yesterday.
Kiss my ass.
The bottom line is they forget MJ played.
Yeah, in the second one, he played.
He played in the second one.
Half a season. He was in the playoffs, and they got bounced.
And he got beat.
Suck it.
So exactly. That's going to start being the motto of our show. I told Barry this coming in today. Bottom line is suck it. And so I'm retweeting it, and I want you all to have at it, and let Chuck hear from you himself, because we've heard from everybody from the logical minds of Michael Jordan himself and Rudy T and other people that said, bottom line is no one could stop Olajuwon, including that comment came out of MJ's mouth at Charles Barkley's house to Rudy and the coaching staff. So I'm tired of hearing it. So I'm fired up about it, and I'm tweeting it out, and I want y'all to have at him.
Get him.
Get him good.
I mean, I'm not, because I don't, you know, it's whatever.
You can see it. I don't care.
Nestor Carmona, by the way. Remember we were talking about the kids today and how they're not so smart? That's Nestor.
Wow.
Sorry, wow. Nestor. You know I love you, Nestor. I'm just messing with you. But he said, mark my words. What did he say? Lonzo Ball is the next Jason Kidd. Book it. No.
That's you don't know yet. It's too early to tell. Yeah. It's too early to tell.
No. I just responded, LOL, no way. He said, yes, indeed. Sick court vision, which I agree with. Rebounds exceptionally well, and despite his horrific form, he can shoot. Nope. Nope. No, he can't. Check his second half stats. He's going to be sick. We'll see, I guess. I just don't see that part. He's a good rebounder as a point guard. He is a good assist man. You know, he's top 10 in assists in the NBA, which is great, especially as a rookie, but no.
Yeah, it's one thing to say he has potential and that he could be, you know, a really good player in this league.
Yep.
But to say you're a Hall of Famer, one of the top maybe 10 point guards ever to play the game, and one of the top three, as I mentioned, 3-point shooters in the history of the game, come on, man. Slow your roll. You've bought into the Ball marketing campaign.
Yeah, you're believing your own hype. You're smelling your own fart.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
You got to reevaluate your balls at this point. That's what I'm telling you.
Okay.
It's time for you to reevaluate your balls.
I feel like that had a double meaning. It hits home for me.
I think you say that and I turn and cup.
By the way.
I turn and cup.
I didn't tell you guys. We got the results back.
Oh, the grape shot.
Yeah. Well, I haven't seen the sonogram yet. Or no, not sonogram. Well, ultrasound. Sonogram. I haven't seen the ultrasound yet. But I do not have low testosterone. I do have low estrogen.
Come on, man.
Which doesn't at all explain my breasts and why they're so large. You would think because I have female breasts that my estrogen
levels would be okay?
Would be elevated. But it's the opposite. And I try to convince my wife that this is why I'm fat, because I saw on WebMD when your estradiol is low, it can make you fat. She goes, maybe you just eat too much. Touche, Nora. Touche. If you want to be like that, I guess you can. But no, my testosterone, I registered at a 402.
So it's normal.
Which is in the normal range. He said it's still low, because I think low is 300, yeah, anything below right. 300. So it's not like I'm just a raging manufacturer of testosterone or anything. Mm-hmm. So he wants me to test again. But, I mean, I'm not one to brag, but remember when I had the ultrasound and they were measuring the boys? Pretty large.
You sure that's not that ink blot spot that you kept asking what's that?
I told Nora, I was like, I don't want to say anything, but I got big balls, apparently. That's because they show you, like, they on the readout, they give you the average. Hold on, I'm going to pull up my readout. We got to go to break.
This is data we cannot wait for.
Well, okay.
Did they find out what that little mark was?
Yeah, I have a cyst. That's not good.
They got to go in and take that
no,
out.
No, I hope not. But basically, they said the average testicle is between, like, 15 and 20 centimeters. 27.
I don't believe that.
I'll show you the results.
This is when London needs earmuffs.
The right one is, yeah, London, don't listen. The right one is 27, the left one is 24. They're a little off.
The more you know, Nick.
But they're a little wonky. But so, yeah. But it's like anything, right? Like, my right bicep is larger than my left bicep. It's the same thing. I just work out with the right one.
I was going to say, maybe connected.
I do more workouts that
All
way.
All right. We're going to continue to move on. I think, I hope, I don't know.
Nope.
Here
the
we go.
The whole next hour is all ball talk.
Play Bonzo, ball. 713-780-3776. Call us, text us, hit us on Twitter. Back with more ESPN 97. Three balls is better than one.
So, you want to go out tonight but don't know where to go? Easy fix. Head over to culturemap.com for the latest social happenings going on in the city. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Knee deep. Hour number two of the big show. Barry, Nick, Joel, Usual Suspects on a Tuesday. Yes, we know tomorrow's Way Back Wednesday. Yes, we are working on it. So are you. We appreciate you for the most part. The suggestions keep rolling
in. A lot of suggestions, as in fact. Where did it go? How about pick songs that you would walk out to for WWE? That was several people had that. Songs from the year you were born in. Well, we can't do that, even though it would be great, because Joel won't tell us when the year he was born.
We could skip that. That's not that good of a reason.
Well, I think just like your walkout music, you could go back to your Beck song that you love so much.
Loser?
Yeah.
Yeah. I could do that.
Okay.
But I don't understand, like...
You don't have to understand. It's not for you to understand. That's
he's
easy.
So sensitive. Boy, as soon as I bring it up, he gets...
because you always bring it up. You love to bring up anything that gets under my skin, and then when I give you an answer, it's not adequate enough. Well, there's my answer.
It doesn't bother me because it's not that good of a theme anyway. It really
unless
isn't.
He was born in 1960, which is probably why he didn't want to bring it up. But the listener brought it up.
I think if I say that, it might get under his skin enough where he'll just blurt
they're
it out.
The ones
he'll
that
just
said,
blurt it out at me.
You're saying I brought it up. The listener texted in, songs from the year you were born.
Cool.
Not something I brought up. How about songs with cool intros? No, that's not.
Nope. Let me ask you a question on that one. Would the Alan Parson Project still qualify?
What the?
So when, again, getting back to this stupid tweet by Chuck Swirsky of the Bulls, but for the longest time, the cool intro was the Bulls intro for, it was called Sirius, and it was, but spelled like the S-I-R, it's either Cirrus or Sirius, but it was the intro to Eye in the Sky by Alan Parsons Project. But when they introduced the Bulls at home, it's that do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Mm-hmm. And that's arguably the coolest intro to a song in sports.
In sports.
Do you have it, Nick? Or can you find it? Alan Parsons Project?
Somebody said your walkout song for baseball, which is the same thing as the WWE. I'm guessing if you're coming out from the pen or if you're walking out to hit.
We always discuss that. There you go.
Yeah.
Edgar from North Carolina. 6'6".
Not bad.
Michael Jordan.
And then everybody would go nuts.
They just go crazy.
What else? Songs that have the weekdays in them.
It's Friday.
But I don't know if there's enough.
We can't do that.
Yeah, there's not enough. Oh, God, no. There's not enough prior to 2000.
Now I'm
going to
get
think.
Yelled at by Fred Fowler for playing that, but that's okay.
He'll just kill you for a half hour on the air.
That's fine. Chris has an idea for us.
Yeah, let's go to it. Chris, what do you got?
Mine was actually going along the same line as the birthday thing y'all were going with, because tomorrow's my birthday.
Hey, happy birthday,
and
Chris.
I figured
shout out to
y'all
you.
Could do something for 1980.
Oh, you want us to do songs from 1980?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I don't personally know any songs from 1980. I may have heard some, but I couldn't tell you one right off the top of my head.
So. Is it because you were born in 1980?
Yeah,
is that why?
You didn't have any music
that's
going
it.
So,
in the incubator?
Or? Are you a long-time listener, Chris?
Yeah, I've been listening to 97.5 since they started playing crap on the radio.
Where do we make fun of Barry for where does he live? We always make fun of him for it.
Yeah, yeah.
He lives on a farm.
Oh, okay. Wow.
What kind of chicks am I into?
Oh.
Who, Nick?
Yeah.
What's it called? Thick Latina women.
Okay. Man, you're a
Chris,
listener.
Yeah, you are definitely.
I tested
he's
you.
A okay. suspect.
Now, so because you passed, you know what?
We might consider it.
It's 1980s on the list.
For yep. sure.
That all I can ask for is a consideration, guys. Y'all
it
have
is
a
under
good
consideration.
One.
Thanks, Chris.
Happy birthday, Chris.
Yep.
I don't like the excuse, though, that it was because he was born in 1980. Like, that's what
I kind of went at him there, so.
Yeah, but I'm saying because the internet, you could listen to songs from 1980. That shouldn't be why.
That's right? True. Yeah. It's on the list.
But
it's,
man, you were very aggressive with the questions.
No,
you
I've never tested a listener that's like a long-time listener, first-time caller. Yeah. So I just wanted to test them because there's a bunch of Chris's that call into the show. Let's be honest.
That say they're longtime listeners.
Well, there's just a bunch of Chris's in general that
Chris
call into the
big
show.
Man in the
true because we're used
the
to
weight loss challenge.
We're used
householder.
To was that him?
Yeah, that wasn't him on the phone. That I know
because we're used to interacting with a certain group, a certain subset of listeners. A lot of people listen and never call. They never tweet. They never they don't interact directly with the show. So you're right. When you do get, if it's not OU Mike or Chuck or Nestor or Q or our normal Clarence, the normal guys that call the show, I'm with you. I'm a little bit suspect when they go, I love the show. Listen forever. It's like the guy that at the remote at the Cowboys and Indians. This dude walks out and he goes, "Man, I love y'all's show. Can I have a shirt?"
Oh, that was the guy on the bike.
No, it was another guy.
Oh.
He walked out of the restaurant. And he goes, "Hey, man, I love y'all's show. Can I have a shirt?" And Pockets and Baby Dwight were like, "Yeah, you can have one." And I was like, "No. Next time you say, what's your favorite show?" And then you ask them a specific. If they're going to tell you, "I love the station. I listen all the time." Really? Well, what's your favorite show? Jim Rome. Nope. You don't get a shirt, dumbass.
Yeah, that was Jim Rome. He was all dressed up and everything like that.
Yeah,
and
he goes, "My kid loves
it."
Yeah, get out of here.
Yeah.
No, the guy on the bike just wanted a donut, and they weren't mine to give away.
And then, we got it. I got him a shirt, first he just got candy, and that wasn't good.
You got him a shirt?
Yeah, eventually.
What the hell's wrong with you? It was a bench.
Nice.
It was a bench shirt. Why are you being so mean to him, giving him a shirt with the bench on it?
Everybody needs a dust rag.
Manuel said movie soundtracks from the 90s.
The whole movie soundtrack, TV theme songs, I just...
Kind of been there, done that for us.
Right?
Yeah.
By the way, on that thing with the callers, though, I want to go at callers like that more, but you don't want to piss them off because if they're telling the truth and they've been a loyal listener, you don't want them to go away.
He didn't take it personal. I don't think he took it personal.
No, I think you handled it well enough.
That's why I was going to say, as aggressive as you were.
I wasn't that aggressive.
You were very aggressive.
I was
a
little aggressive.
A tad bit aggressive.
You were very aggressive.
Okay.
It was. I was like, whew. I felt like I needed mace.
I don't know if I'd go that far either.
Tyler
says songs featured off-putting. In classic sports movies. All those songs sucked.
Yeah.
What do you want? The theme from The Natural?
Right?
Come on. Did Major League have music?
I almost want to go with 1980 just because he got your very aggressive questions right.
I'm okay with it. Not mad.
If we get a better idea.
Exactly.
Then we'll do it.
Postpone his.
But right now, I think.
But his birthday is tomorrow. He did
say
that.
Yes. And he passed the test with flying colors.
Yeah.
He even recognized it was you because a lot of times people confuse the three of us, which is how you know they don't listen.
We do kind of go over and beyond to take care of our listeners. So it wouldn't.
I didn't word the question right. I asked them what kind of chicks I'm into. I should have said what kind of chicks Joel and Barry make fun of me for being into.
Yeah, because you're really not into them.
No.
But it just happened that way.
Nah, maybe he really is.
No.
Just admitted.
No. Negative.
Francisco says songs with places in the title. Could be just like, isn't it like there's that's an endless supply of songs.
That's true. That could be easy.
Yeah.
But I think we'd do it for Chris's birthday.
I'm fine with that.
A hat tip to the peeps. And he got all of the damn questions right. He was under the gun. Nick was very aggressive.
It was two questions.
And
I
you
was
were
a little
very,
aggressive.
You were way aggressive, man.
I don't know songs from 73. How do you know songs? I mean, there's no way you go back and you go, "Hey, the year I was born is a great year, so I know all the songs from that year." I don't know.
First of all, are you telling us you were born in 73?
No.
Of course he was going to say that. You knew he was going to do that.
What do we got, another call?
So we're working on the comment.
But 80, I really feel like that was the year of Urban Cowboy.
Was it?
Yeah. I think I might rock some Urban Cowboy. I'm pretty sure.
Not the clothes.
I feel
please,
like it.
But...
No, I'll even wear a snap-up Western shirt tomorrow.
Well, Nick will be there right there with
you. I would. I wouldn't care.
My guy let me down. I was trying to get Hootie to call in for Nick.
Oh, he would have loved
Darius
that.
Darius Rucker, that would have been huge.
Do we want to get this caller in
before
we go to
break? Let's get him in real quick. Joe, what do you got?
Shortest wait times.
Hey, my suggestion is 80s and 90s songs you would hear in a strip club.
Okay, strippers anthems. Joe, we've already done that, unfortunately. We've done strippers' anthems. We played
the greatest hits of Poison.
Yeah, and Def
Leppard. And Motley Crue.
And Def Leppard. Yeah, those four, they've already been done.
We fought over Girls, Girls, Girls.
That we did fight over Girls, Girls, Girls. By the way, earlier we were talking about Mario Lilly going to the Rocket game. Somebody texted and said, I have sweet tickets tonight, and I was told that it was a meet and greet with Rockets legends. It's probably what it is.
Pretty good chance.
Yeah.
He was telling us that he has to be there by 6. He normally doesn't stay for the whole game, so it definitely sounds like that you're on the right page there.
Yep, I'm with you on that. And then somebody was getting on us about today's youth being stupid. They have the highest college graduates ever, highest literacy rate, and on average are more athletic.
I've just said because they have the internet and they have more tools that they can keep up that I said I actually didn't say that. I was the one that said that I think that they're impressively intelligent.
I said they were stupid. Yep. Somebody said, Barry, your wrestler name would be Triple B. Big Ball Barry. No, that's not.
I was hoping El Jefe would get like a gif of like the tea bag that hangs off the hitch on those pickup trucks.
This is like elephantitis.
Look, Barry's MRI came back.
I have elephantitis. Is that your way of telling me that's not a good thing?
Somebody wants to know, see that
can
story,
we do another accent show?
No, that was fun, though.
That was organic, man. We're not going to you got to let it just, it's got to happen. It'll happen again.
And this used to be a show. But you watch all these bizarre TV shows. Both of you guys watch a lot more TV than me. But there was the show about the guy that had the elephantitis or like similar to it. And he had these like monstrous sized balls.
Man, that's no joke. That elephantitis.
No, the guy literally like he had to have his pants redone.
Yeah.
Because they literally hung down below his knees.
He should have just got hammer pants.
And weighed like 100 pounds.
Yeah. They were like hammer pants.
That's one of those where you can't turn it off. You're like, come on, man. There's got to be something else. Wait a minute. This dude's going to work and driving a car and he's sitting on his... No, come on.
Oh, that sucks.
No, he's not sitting on them. He probably drives one of those motorcycles with the side cart and he just puts his balls in the side cart.
No.
And he just drives
this
them to
work. This was like this followed the guy everywhere. And it was
really?
Just... You felt really bad that he had like 100-pound balls.
How do you sleep?
Sideways.
Sitting up, I guess.
They got their own pillow.
It would be like a seesaw if you slept on your stomach.
There was a just, show.
It'd be a balancing act. You just no. And then anytime you were like in the bed, and your wife rolled over. Oh, what happened? You rolled over my balls. Like, that would suck.
It was unreal. Yeah. All right, we'll continue to roll on. Midway point of the show. We'll take a break. You so should you, but don't change the channel. Back in mere minutes. It's the Usual Suspects with the second half coming up right here on ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Second half of the show. Barry, Nick, Joel, Usual Suspects. Lots that we have already kicked around, including way back Wednesday. I did find the article in case you were interested because I was right. I just couldn't place it. There was a TV show based on this guy's life, but his name was Wesley Warren Jr. And unfortunately, I said his name was. 49 years old is when he passed away after multiple heart attacks, but at its largest, he had a 132-pound scrotum,
man,
and eventually had to have it removed, which they showed on the show, the surgery. He literally had to have like all of his pants all. They got a picture of him sitting on a bus, and I ain't kidding you when it looks like.
I'm sure it's not just his balls with
headlights. It's a
tackling
dummy in his pants.
Yeah, it's gross, or was gross.
I wouldn't want to have a surgery down there. That's crazy.
Towed around.
Let me tell you what.
I guess it got to the point where you couldn't take it.
It's not comfortable. I had hernia surgery when I was a kid. And they... Oh.
What did they do there?
No. God, I can't believe I just read that and it's so Barry.
What?
It tells the story about him and it says his penis was buried so deeply in the abnormal growth
that he was forced to urinate on himself and was forced to turning hooded sweatshirts upside down and using them as pants.
Oh.
So you put your legs in the arms and the hoodie becomes
oh,
the...
Oh, man.
What?
Wow. Yeah. Uh-huh. I can't make this up.
Upside down sweat. Wow.
At one point, he considered selling his balls on eBay to pay for the operation to remove them.
Okay, who's buying those?
There's probably some idiot out there that might be willing.
I have told you guys in the past, the night Steve Francis lost his tooth at the Compaq Center, the next day it was on eBay, and there were bids.
That's insane to me.
Someone in the front row picked it up, put it in a little jar, put it on eBay, and people were bidding.
That's insane to me. It's crazy.
That's stupid. Somebody wants us to pick songs that would roast the other person. So, in other words, pick songs you think... Describe the other person.
I already know where this is going towards me.
Yeah.
I already know
well,
where this
blue
is going.
Isn't pre-2000, right?
I'm just going to pick RuPaul for Nick.
Damn it. See.
No. Don't send us text either. Those are hard to read. What is this? It looks like...
He had his own specialized vehicle, and they got a picture of him. And it's, you know how some people pose and try and look tough and get like this wide stance?
You know those just... things? You ever seen somebody that gets foot surgery? And so they have this thing that they rest their knee on and they scoot around on it and it's got wheels.
He's got
one of those for his balls.
I'm going to retweet this article.
He literally had a ball scooter. That is insane.
132 pounds. That's more than most chicks weigh.
Yeah.
You had a chick for balls. It's crazy. I got it. I'm going to send this out. This is, you think I'm kidding, but the pictures are worth it, but wow.
What are the chances, though, you Mike is going to call about this particular subject some point?
You guys are talking about...
Johnny Weir knew that guy.
A hoodie holding balls.
He did have his own, like, hammock, his own ball hammock, if he was wearing a sweatshirt upside down. That's kind of... I don't know. It looks like when you see the picture of him, mm-hmm. You ever seen a really, like... And I'm not talking about just somebody that's big, but... I used to work with a guy that he was so overweight, and it was a medical reason why it happened, but his stomach hung down to his knees, like, and it was full, like in his pants, it was full, but it was his gut, and it was just because he had a medical condition. And that's what this guy looks like. It looks like his stomach just goes all the way down to his knees. It's crazy, man. I couldn't imagine having to haul around an extra 100, because what do they normally weigh? An ounce, maybe? A couple ounces?
I mean, you're the three of us.
Well, mine probably weigh a pound.
You've just had the procedures that could actually give you... You gave us the size.
Yeah, they didn't tell me how much they weigh.
You probably give us the weight.
They didn't tell me how much they weigh. But I'm pretty sure it ain't 132 pounds. I don't think I could even... Like, if you were like, hey, pick up that 132-pound rock and carry it over there, there's no way. I would have to leave my balls at home. Because I wouldn't be able to carry him around.
Yo, Adrian just said a gift.
That's crazy.
From South Park of a guy with a wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
So, according to menshealth.com, less than 2 ounces.
Okay.
Equivalent of 2 squash balls.
Wait a minute. What?
It's on menshealth.com.
What is a squash ball?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know what a squash ball is?
No.
At the Met, they have squash courts. It's the little hard ball. It's like racquetball, but it's the longer, what do you call it, arm of the racket.
Okay.
And a smaller ball. It's hard. It doesn't bounce.
This ball has been in studio for quite a bit. Is this a squash ball?
I can't see. There's a glare on the window.
I'll bring it in. Is that for Jax?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. You sure you didn't get that from the surgery? I mean, I don't know. But it's like, it's about the size, maybe a little bigger than a golf ball. And it's hard rubber. No, that's a little too small.
No. Yeah, there's no way. That's definitely
too small.
No, that's definitely not my ball.
And I don't know where that ball's been, but I'm not touching it.
Somebody said this elephantitis guy sounds horrific, but I don't know, guys. A ball hammock sounds pretty baller. All right, you get no points for that. Somebody texted, hi, Barry. That's it. Hello. Hi. How are you?
But they didn't want anything from you. They just wanted to say hi.
I guess so.
Playing with that ball a lot over there.
Artist that died of an overdose. We've already done that.
We did that recently.
Stop it.
Somebody, some bad ideas, too, like ass twerking songs and stuff like that.
Honor of opening day for the Astros. Songs that mention storms and weather. I mean, that's just we want something that's going to energize the fan base, that the listeners are going to be like, yeah. I mean, even though Joel's going to mess it up, we still want something that's going to, no?
We got another caller on it, but it
on Balls?
Benny wants to talk about Benny, music.
I'm afraid he's going
to
say something we've already suggested.
I think what we have to do is, you know how on the Dan Patrick Show, they'd be like 5-7-1-10, ding. I think that people should have to call and tell us the size of their balls. 27 inches.
For calling it. I have
1.5 ounces.
I have no idea how I can follow up that segment. This is really hard. I wanted to actually contribute, but.
Well, go ahead, Benny. What do you got?
Well,
first of all, Benny, how big are your balls?
Segment.
Benny, how big are your balls, first of all?
Not big enough for a sweatshirt to be used as a pants.
You haven't had them measured yet? You haven't had them measured
hoodie?
Yet?
To be honest, I guess I'm virile and healthy, and I haven't had to see a doctor for any of that.
Well, good for you. Don't brag about it,
I remain ignorant.
How old are you?
31.
Oh, your day is coming. Don't you worry about it. One day, one day, Benny, one day you're going to be at the Man Centers and you're going to have some dude doing an ultrasound of your balls and he's going to be measuring the width and you're going to think of me.
And he's going to let an intern touch him too.
No, don't allow that. You're going to think of me. What's your contribution, Benny?
Well, what I was wanting to offer was like a musical suggestion. And it has nothing to do with testicles or anything, so it's probably not going to be that entertaining. But, I mean, Joel, you talked about you played ball and baseball. But nice. I was figuring what y'all could do to be unique with y'all's songs to have, like, what your walkout song would be if you're coming up to bat. Because I figured maybe y'all would have different types of songs that you'd pick out and you wouldn't have that competition. But at the same time, I want to give a shout out to – I'm not a David Wright fan. But, dude, he plays I Got Five on It by the Loonies for
That's
his walkout
nice.
Song. Oh, dude, it is awesome.
That's
but that was really what I was trying to think of, something unique. Like, hey, what would your walkout song be?
Okay.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah,
thanks
man.
For spending some time
Thank
thinking
you,
it out through, Benny. Appreciate it. All right. We got to get to break. So we're going to continue to roll on. We'll take suggestions.
Okay.
We'll kick it around. I did retweet at Pac-Man Joel, the 132-pound scrotum guy. God rest his soul is dead.
Definitely not the size of this ball
I don't
that
know
I hold
what
in
that
my hand.
Ball is. You know what that is? That is
it's
the dead center of a baseball.
Is it?
I think
I feel like it is because
there's
not much bounce to it.
I think after under all the yarn and everything in a baseball.
Yarn? I like the way you say yarn. Yarn?
We'll be back. This is Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
The most delicious app in the business and the easiest steak you can download. Wait, I think I messed that up. The most delicious steak in the business and the easiest sports radio app you can download.
Nice.
Yeah, right?
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today.
Every deck is made for standing on, but there's only one that's always had a way of standing out. So if you're looking to bring more style, comfort, and creativity to your life outdoors, call on the brand that's known for making the most in outdoor living. From decking, railing, and lighting to furniture, fencing, and framing, at Trex, we're engineering what's next in outdoor living. To learn more about all of the outdoor solutions Trex has to offer, call 1-800-289-TREX or visit trex.com. That's T-R-E-X.com.
Here.
Hey, it's Mike. My team just pulled off the biggest upset in the history of forever.
Nice, Mike.
Yeah, and some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike. Enjoy yourself.
Yes! Woo! Thank you! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Catch your winning savings during Trailer Wheel and Frame's Super Tailgate Sale. Score on all your trailer needs, trailers, tires, rental service, accessories, parts, and more. Win this season with your hometown team, Trailer Wheel and Frame. Touchdown!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Almost to the last hour of the show. Still some time in hour number two as we continue to run through. And you asked for it, Barry. You got it. Your boy's on hold and he can wait.
Yeah.
Maybe if we preview the fact, hey, OU Mike's on hold. We'll get to him eventually. Oh, boy. OU Mike. Well, warning,
he's
flashlights.
He's not going to get scared and go away.
He always does.
It's this topic is right up his alley. By the way, before we do that, just a quick sports mention. Last week we talked about the catch rule. Yep. And how they were simplifying it. It has been approved, so it is official. If you hadn't heard, the new rule defines the catch as control of the ball 2 feet down or another body part of football moves, such as a third step, reaching or extending for the line to gain, or the ability to perform such an act. So it is simplified. We talked about it last week. We both were in agreement. All three of us were in agreement that this actually is how it should be.
Yep.
A lot of these calls that were overturned in the past, what should have been catches, including Dez Bryant, and they will be going
Julio
forward.
Jones, yep. Who's the guy from the Steelers. So
yep.
Jesse James.
Yep. Yep. All right. So that being said, we've got some callers on hold. Let's start with Anonymous. Wants to talk husband's balls. Anonymous.
Yes, there's no way I'm giving you my name, and I would appreciate if you could use one of those voice things to, like, disguise my voice.
Do we know you?
I am in my husband's... No, thank goodness.
Okay.
And I have no idea who you guys are either. I am just in my husband's car today.
Okay.
And this is what it was tuned to. But my husband has the biggest balls ever. Like... And,
are they bigger than 27 centimeters? I mean, I don't want to brag.
I have never. I will. You know what? I will do you a favor, and I will measure them to find out.
Okay.
Can you convert that to inches?
Hold on.
That's going to take him some time.
You keep going. I'll convert them.
What's the first indicator that we can get from you that they're big?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking that, like, from side to side, I'm thinking probably, like, 7 inches.
What?
Oh, no.
Like, yes. Like,
for
it
both
reminds
of them?
Me some. Yes.
Okay.
Like total.
Okay.
Is your husband
it
tall?
It reminds me. Yeah. It reminds me of a bull. Like, have you seen those bulls with the balls?
Yes.
What was the first indication in your mind? When did you first notice that your husband had big balls?
When you saw them. Now,
Well, I noticed when I first saw him naked. I mean, it's been a while.
Now, does it... Okay, now I have so many questions for you, Anonymous. I just want to give you a name. I'm just calling you, like, Patty.
Jane?
Yeah. Does it make everything else look smaller?
Hold on.
Is he blessed?
Baller?
Call you Baller? Is he blessed? I mean, is he well endowed?
Well, see, that the balls are,
well,
but
so,
that's part of the problem,
so,
I think, with having big balls, is it makes the actual part.
Makes the penis
smaller.
Look smaller. You can say it. It's a medical term. You can say it. So basically, he's wider than he is long. And that's okay. That's all right.
Oh,
as
yeah,
long as you're
sure.
Happy. Okay. Well, that's fascinating. 7 inches wide.
But. Yeah, I'm thinking so. I will measure maybe like while he's asleep.
Okay.
So he doesn't know
be
what
a
I'm
a
doing.
Dream.
He's going to wake up and be like, are you about to put my balls on eBay? Why are you measuring them? What are you doing
talking
right
about
now?
The dream team.
No, he'll just be excited. There's some action down there.
That's
he won't
great.
Even care.
Oh, I can't wait for this callback. This is going to be hilarious.
He definitely, I mean.
Thank you for the call, Anonymous.
That's crazy.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
7 inches from
side. Wide?
Golly.
I almost wanted to get some perspective. Like, well, how
you
wide?
Bow-legged?
Well, like, I wanted to, because I did the conversion. 1 centimeter is 0.39 inches.
That yeah, but she's right. Saying like 3.5 inches per
right,
ball.
Right, right.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or did
basically.
I miss?
It's like a tennis ball.
Understand that.
Yeah. That's.
Yeah. Did she hang up? We could have done a full segment with her.
No.
Just questions.
Well, let's get to OU Mike because we're going to move on. We've been talking about balls for 3 segments. I think we should.
Okay.
Let's get OU Mike out of the way, and then we'll go to Dan. Dan's got a Stormy Daniels joke. OU Mike, what's up, man?
Man, I don't remember if it was Nostradamus or Galileo that said, damn, son, them some big-ass balls. But I think I know that lady that called in. She said, I think that that's the lady that married Big Ball and McGillicuddy. But the guy we were talking about prior to with the really big ones with the sweater.
Yes.
Can you imagine if he did porn? I mean, the girl would have to have extra money and a life insurance policy just for the teabagging.
Thank you. I thought he hung up after the second one.
I did too.
And he was waiting
for
us.
He had a lot.
Yeah, he was waiting for us to react, and he thought he would have gotten gonged after the second one, but when he realized he still had life.
We let him run.
Yeah.
Because we wait for the laser, the hang up laser. Yeah, that was okay. Well, that was OU Mike. And the Galileo one, was that a planet?
I don't know.
Was
that
a planet to balls joke? Is that what that was?
I'm not with that one.
I don't know that I got it fully, but that's okay. All right, Dan's got a Stormy Daniels joke. Now, Dan, I'm a comic. This better be good. I'm going to judge you harshly.
Well, I think harsh is pretty much we've been doing that with the segment.
Okay.
But here it is.
All right.
You ready for it? What's the difference between the segment on balls and Stormy Daniels?
What?
Stormy Daniels only took 60 minutes.
Oh, Dan. It was a good effort.
Was it, though?
I don't know.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your
soul. So a segment is 11 minutes, and we opened with sports. We closed with a joke.
Which wasn't funny.
No. No, this is not Anonymous Husband. There's no way.
There's no way.
There's no way that's Anonymous Husband. Which, first of all, I think it's hilarious that, could you imagine that this wife.
Kudos to him, by the way, for having 97.5 on his radio.
But this wife gets in the car and she's like, I'm just going to run to Joanne's Fabrics and buy some stuff to make a tablecloth and some doilies. And she's like, what is this nonsense? These men are talking about balls. And then she's like, you know what? I need to rip them off a call.
And then there's Dan.
Huh?
And then there's Dan.
Yeah, and then there's Dan, who
got his with undies all in
Stormy
a wad.
Stormy Daniels joke. It was all right, Dan. Well, the delivery needed a little
work. He
didn't
like what we were talking about.
No, I don't think that was it.
I do.
Do you?
I do. Because otherwise he would have had a different joke and then segued because our segment was too long.
It's okay, Dan. It'll be all right. It's not the first time somebody's like, man, you guys are just, you just keep talking about the same thing. Yeah, it's what we do, Dan. What we do.
Balls out every day, Dan. Balls out. All right. Right now, we're going to tell you we got 1 hour left to go in the big show. So don't go anywhere. We see Fort Worth Jay lining up along with this anonymous husband. So we're having fun. Hopefully you are too. Right now, I want to tell you about my good friends at the Texas Can Academies. I've been telling you about them for quite a while. It's a great program because it's Houstonians helping kids in Houston with a second chance at an education. Avoid some of the distractions that can keep them from focusing on their books. By that, I mean a lot of these kids are hungry. They don't have any money for warm meals, so it's hard to focus. They don't have eyeglasses, so literally they can't focus. They need a ride to school, and they can't even get bus fare, and they need books, but they can't pay for them. All these things can be supplied to them with donations that you can make to the program with a vehicle, whether it's working or not. I know after the hurricane, a lot of you lost motor vehicles, whether they were insured or not. You don't want to pay more to have it towed away and get it off your property if it's not running. Well, you don't have to. All you got to do is call 713-225-4226. Log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Tell them what you got. Tell them where you live. They do the rest. They come directly to you. They tow it away. They do all the paperwork. You get a tax deduction. You mentioned ESPN 97.5, and you get a $50 gift card. And then on top of that, you get the good feeling in your heart knowing that you've made a contribution that are going to help these kids. Because your donation is turned into those resources. It's eyeglasses. It's book money. It's bus fare. It's warm meals. So all they can do is focus on the books. They don't have distractions. That's why the program works. And it's all staying here in the Houston area. Again, if you can make a donation, please consider it. 713-225-4226. HoustonCarsForKids.com. As always, right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5.